Welcome to episode 7 of the Open Source Utopia podcast. You know, there are a lot of okay proprietary and closed source software products, but going open source brings you financial independence, freedom, equality, and democratic collaboration. These are keywords also to maintaining peace. Being a member of an open source community requires some of the same as being a citizen of a democratic country. Both need good governance and contribution. Both benefit from equal access, and discrimination brings you nowhere. Both openness and freedom can seem dangerous to some people. To truly embrace open source, we must dare to be open and allow others their freedom. It's not as easy as you might think. Openness between countries can be really, really hard. But the trust it builds between peoples and governments can be immensely valuable. Think about it a bit. What if governments were open source? I mean, I'm not thinking only about borders and that kind of stuff, but about open information. Can we trust each other that much? Well, if you look around, maybe yes, we can. Even nuclear arms treaties. Look back at the United States and the Soviet Union. They were built on the fundamental trust created by openness and inspection. However, one thing that has never been open is the software behind the nuclear arsenal. What if that was open source? Let's look at that in the next episode, which is called Open Source in War. This podcast was created by Matthias Bolt-Lesniak. Jeffrey A. Jam McGuire was creative advisor. You can read more about the podcast and ways to watch and listen to it at opensourceutopia.com. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.